Good to go, Travis? Good morning and welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. It is October the 10th. It's 10:02 now, apparently. So I missed my intention here. But I'm Oliver Mohican, chair of the committee and the planning division manager. If we can do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Kildur, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spolitt, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
Adam Oakes, Fire Department Environmental Control.
Elizabeth Mara Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Hector Trubino, Fire Department.
Tracy Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Brian Gumbert, Building Official.
Thank you. Elizabeth, do we have anyone here for your item, item number one?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So if you could introduce item number one for us, please.
Yes. Item number one is Development Permit Type D, 1801. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an office building containing approximately 38,150 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 4.20 acres. The property is located on the northwest corner of Little Mountain Drive and West 27th Street within a commercial office zone. CEQA determination is that it is categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15332 infill development projects. And our recommendation is to adopt resolution number 2018-060 approving development permit type D 1801 based on the findings of fact and subject to the conditions of approval and finding that the project is categorically exempt from CEQA.
Do you have anything to add to that, Elizabeth?
No, I don't have anything to add.
I think we have some correspondence or need some correspondence from Caltrans. Do we?
We have not received.
We have not received comments from Caltrans.
So we can continue. Well, Gary, if you could, you have your. Let's go down the row and we'll figure out what we have.
Okay. Pretty much standard conditions for this type of project. Because of the size, a SWIP will be required prior to grading. Is someone here for this item?
I am, Gary.
Okay. Pretty much standard items, WQMP. The final WQMP has to be adopted prior to grading. Precise grading plans.
We have a copy for you, so
right. We're passing copies. If you have any questions, get back to me. As you know, I think the vacation obviously has to be completed, and we've got to get that property back. Hopefully the title company will see it your way and give you center line over to complete this project's property boundary. There is sewer in that easement. Ted might be able to help us with the, or is Ted?
Robert
may be able to help us if there's city water in there. There definitely is sewer, and of course the storm thing. So those issues need to be taken care of with the vacation. Other than that, it's just the regular on-site development like you're used to.
Can we talk about the vacation for just a moment?
Sure.
So I've been trying to get an update on it, on the status, and found out this morning why my emails and phone calls to Arlington weren't being returned because they're on vacation.
Okay.
So,
yes, no pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. So I stopped in and I spoke with Saba this morning, and the last correspondence with Arlington was that he was plotting a trail to get us to a 1017 council hearing, which everybody else thought that was going to be difficult to do, but he didn't change it. And Saba pulled out your spreadsheet from your meeting on Monday, still indicating that vacation is on.
Actually, it's a public works meeting. I wasn't privy to the meeting as far as public works.
Gary's in land development. He's on site. We're off site for public works.
Okay.
So I guess we'd have to forward any questions about the process of the vacation to public works.
Okay. So the 1017 is a land development meeting. Is that? According to Saba, we're on the council schedule for 1017.
It'll be a public works item then.
It will be okay.
Yeah, it would be from would have been from our real property section. Our real property is. No one here at this point, so Arlington has stepped in for that item, or projects, I'm not too sure. So if he's set it for that date and it looks like Saba has re-identified it as being for that date, our assumption is that it is for that date. I couldn't say yes or no to it without Saba, Alex, or Alex being our city engineer
right.
for Arlington.
Okay. It's a pretty crucial component of the project. So, title is pretty clear. We've worked through with title. So my understanding is it's on your end, it's a processing phase. On your end, city council approval, and then recordation.
Correct.
So I'm a little concerned that next week, the week from today, is the council hearing in Public Works, who's going to represent the project there, doesn't know about it.
Well, if Arlington's in Public Works, so...
Okay.
So, Arlington is underneath Saba, which is underneath Alex.
Okay.
All three of them are working on the project.
So it could be that he has all his ducks in a row and we're good.
Sounds like it.
Perfect. Okay.
You need to confirm that, though.
I will. He's back tomorrow, from what Saba told me, so...
I have Michael going back to check with the city clerk's office to see whether or not that's on the agenda for the 17th.
Okay.
As you know, it's next week.
Yeah.
And so those reports would have been turned in a couple of weeks ago, and they would the agenda and the appropriate reports would be going out tomorrow.
Yeah, I would have been notified of an agenda already.
So he's going to confirm.
Okay.
And then we'll be able to follow up on that. Hopefully, if he doesn't come back in time, we'll update you when he
okay, perfect.
Comes back.
Other than that, I'm good with what Gary, the conditions that Gary had.
So is the matter of the vacation, street vacation, not personal vacation, is that critical to the project from an approval standpoint, or what are we?
Well, we wrote a condition that said the street vacation has to be completed, including any agreements for utility maintenance. We know there's at least sewer and storm drain. There's probably water there as well.
Yes.
So you need to make whatever arrangements is per Public Works requirements. And that needs to take place before a grading permit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't have a project if you can't get that piece back, obviously.
Correct. Okay. It's the way Mr. Beard's financing goes is... he can't start the process with his financing source until we have approval, a document from this body approving the project. So anything that's outstanding, the vacation, for instance, we would ask that you just condition the project with those so that we can have a document that we can provide to his lender to start that process.
And what... So I guess my question: if the vacation is not approved by the council, what happens then? Is that critical to the project? I guess as well.
Yes, it is.
For us, it's not, but I mean, it might be for him for his additional parking. It looks like that might be in his area.
Yeah. So the vacation comes off the cul-de-sac and runs straight down to 27, and so we have a row of parking there. That is, the project would work without it. We just wouldn't meet the county's parking requirement.
So it's right here?
Yes, sir. So we'd lose that whole row of parking against the property line there. It wouldn't necessarily...
Actually, you'd lose both rows. And there wouldn't be fire access there either. So it is pretty critical.
It is, okay, yeah. So if the city council doesn't approve it for some reason, then...
Well, you need to check. I don't think October 17th is the final resolution on a vacation.
Okay.
I think there's more than one.
Lisa's checking it.
So
okay.
It's not just the October 17th agenda item. There are other things that have to happen with that. Real Properties is the person you should be talking to. But that doesn't end at October 17th, even if it is on the agenda.
Got it.
And then once it is vacated, then you've got to get to your underwriter at the title company to see that you're going to get that. Hopefully half is what you're anticipating, correct?
Right, and we've already done that.
Okay.
So we're confident about what we're going to end up with. We just need to get through your process.
In terms of how it's going to split?
Yes, sir.
Which entities get from what center line or whatever the case is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Gary?
No, that's all.
Robert, do you have anything from a...
Traffic does.
From offsites? I know traffic does, but do you have anything that...
For the engineering portion, our standard requirements make sure that the sidewalks still meet ADA, your handicap ramps meet ADA. The pavement out there is in good condition, so we're actually not going to have to deal with that portion. We don't have to deal with the right-of-way. Pretty much everything is existing in that area. The streetlights, we want to make sure that those are LEDs. And we saw one or two that were, but there were also one or two that weren't. Of course, my eyes are going pretty bad, so I can tell you there are or aren't. One of the things I put on here, and it may seem very disturbing, is no access to 27th Street. It's somewhat unphysical for you to do that.
Right.
But just wrote that in there. Standard conditions, if you want to go through them and ask us anything about them, you're more than welcome to. I know we're going for approval on this. That might be a little difficult with the vacation. Vacation item with it, so it's a question. But if there, even after this right here, if you want to talk about it, we've got the ability, and we may have to come back and do some type of amendments. But for the most part, everything's pretty much done for your area.
Yeah. So good. Thank you.
That's pretty much all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. We did just confirm that. Thank you. I know you're Robert, but thank you, Michael. Michael did confirm that the item is on the city council agenda for the 17th for the street vacation. So at least we know that piece will happen, next week. Mahmoud, traffic, please. I understand that
there's
some correspondence.
Yes, we have additional comments we sent out on Monday.
Got them. We're working on them.
Waiting for the Caltrans response also.
Yes, Caltrans.
Once that's resolved, we should be okay.
Yeah, they told us they jump right on them and get a response within 2 weeks.
Okay.
And they've had it for now a week, so I'm expecting any comments or their approval sometime next week.
All right.
We're working on your couple additional comments. Might want to meet with you on
sure.
A couple of them. Mm-hmm. One of them, the sight line issue, we're able to mitigate that by taking the parking and sliding it back into the property a little bit to mitigate. It's like a foot and a half line of sight issue. But sounds like you're pushing for a traffic signal there. And
it's crucial if you want to keep the driveway in that area.
Uh-huh.
It's in the center to be the fourth leg, as they described it in the
mm-hmm.
in the report. However, it creates safety issues.
Yeah, they've got a strategy or a proposal of developing a creative median on our drive entry that would only allow a right out and only allow a right in. It would prohibit, just from the way it's constructed, from making a left in, which was your concern. So we're going to want to get together and talk about
sure.
that, I think, with you.
We'll talk.
Thank you.
Thank you. Robert?
Okay, just standard requirements for the water department.
Adam, anything for us?
Is this strictly just an office building with multiple suites rented out, and there's no industrial activities taking place? It's not going to be an auto shop, or I'm just trying to gather whether or not we need to hand you a permit application to fill out for us.
Yeah, it's one user.
Okay.
It's a large office space. There are no other users. There are no facilities that would have industrial waste or anything like that.
Okay. Strictly being used for office purposes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. No more comments.
Thank you.
Hector, for us, please.
Standard comments for this current configuration. If it changes, then we'll reassess at the time. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Gracie, anything for us, please?
So the proposed location for the refuse enclosure is acceptable. You'll be building our city standard 508 for the 8x15 enclosure, and then just verify with building and safety if there are any modifications to it for ADA, but that would be in addition to the 8x15 storage area.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. Brian, anything for us?
Nothing at this time.
Do you have any other questions of any of the committee members?
I don't. I think Elizabeth has done a great job communicating the needs and the comments, and we've addressed them. There's a couple, traffic being one, that's still hanging out there that we need to respond to, and then the vacation. Other than that, I'm clear on what your requirements are.
Okay. I guess my suggestion would be, and I'll ask for the committee's concurrence, what we want to do. My thoughts would be to continue this item. To resolve the traffic. Was that the direction from Public Works? Is that what we were?
Yes.
And our next meeting is going to be on the 24th. So hopefully by then we would have traffic resolved. We'll have the easement or the dedication resolved by then. Is there any thoughts or comments, questions?
Before you make a decision on that, can I just update?
Of course.
Mr. Beard here?
Most so,
and I apologize, I was waiting for some cops to show up to deal with a violent homeless man on my street.
Oh boy.
Conditions of approval are all pretty standard. They found that we do have, for sure, a public sewer in the vacation that we'll need to deal with, and potentially water. They're not sure yet. We are on the city council agenda for the 17th, and we got a third round of comments from traffic on the report that we're going to need to meet with Mahmoud on and talk through a couple of those.
Okay.
They are reluctant to approve it this morning with those two things hanging out there.
Sure.
But on the 17th, we should have more clarity on the vacation, and by then we'll have resolved our traffic issues, so they're wanting to push this final approval off till the next meeting.
That's okay. So we have the meeting on the 24th. We also will be having a special meeting on the 29th. We'll shoot for the 24th. We'll work out with Caltrans and get all that resolved. With that, entertain a motion to continue to the 24th.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All right. So we'll work diligently on the traffic and Caltrans stuff, and we'll see you back in a couple of weeks.
Great. Thank you very much.
I'll reach out to you.
I apologize for
and coordinate a meeting with you.
Sure.
Perfect. Thank you. Good to see you.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Item number two is development permit type D 18-08. It's for the property located at 216 South Arrowhead. We're asking that this item be removed from the agenda and re-advertised for a future meeting. Is there anyone here for that item? No? So with that, I'd entertain a motion to remove it from the agenda, please.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Moved in second. Thank you. Item number three is a pre-application 18-26. Property is located at 190 Victoria Avenue. This is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a general aviation hangar building containing approximately 32,000 square feet on a property containing or site containing approximately 2 acres. This is a preliminary review for the project, and we're just looking for initial comments from the committee members, and no action is required on this. We do have a representative here. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
This is the last phase of those three hangars?
That's correct.
We went out and took a look at it yesterday. The basin is already in place. We've got some on-site work to do, trench drains, some concrete trash enclosure, accessible spaces.
Yes.
But it looks like, in general, it's an impervious surface now.
Right.
So our NPDS is not asking for a WQMP. That WQMP you did before should have covered those.
Is it okay if I close the door? I'll move it.
No, they're okay. They're gone.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Could you hear?
I couldn't hear what you were saying.
but we're not asking for a SWIP.
Okay.
You've already done a SWIP, and there's an NOT filed for that.
Mm-hmm.
The additional work you're doing now doesn't qualify for a SWIP. The WQMP is completed. It includes this area into that basin that you've already got constructed, the L-shaped basin.
Yes.
Okay. But you do have some trench drains, some water lines to extend, some sewer lines to extend. There is going to be outside improvements for this hangar.
Yes.
Accessible spaces, as I recall. So we're going to ask for on-site improvements.
Okay.
And if you haven't already signed a WQMP maintenance agreement, we'll ask for that to be signed prior to CFO for the hangar.
Okay.
But other than that, it's very similar to conditions that you had for the last two hangars.
Thank you, Gary.
And there is a copy. If you have any questions, please feel free to give us a holler.
All right.
Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
At this point, there's no comment from traffic.
Thank you.
Robert, anything to add to Gary's?
You're really not touching a public street. You're more on site with the IVDA portions of it. What's interesting, though, is that your plan that you're showing for phase one and two, why it was never addressed, I'm not too sure, but the street itself, even though it's a private street, should have followed the street policies. I have it on here as a suggestion to follow the street policies. Instead of needing a 30-foot right curb to curb, we're actually looking for a 36 or a 40-foot. Just helps with the traffic flowing through your area. Again, that's something that you're actually not even touching with this project. That should have been dealt with on phase one and two. But it's a question for you to at least look at. I'm not sure what kind of equipment or people or drivers you're going to have on the street going to the frontage, or the employees and stuff like that. And again, this is on site, so I'm not sure what you're restricting for parking on the street and such. So hence the reason why we'd like to have at least a 36 curb to curb. Right now it looks like you have about a 30-foot curb to curb. The only other thing I have on there is that, yes, you already had the basin, yes, you already have drainage, but we are in the process right now of trying to follow the San Bernardino MS4 permit for storm drains. So all the inlets that are going to be going into any type of basin and ultimately out to the Santa Ana River need to have some type of trash enclosures. These conditions, I did forward, I don't remember who the person is. Is Elizabeth's research or
Chantal's project?
I did pass it on to her. She'll be getting them to you. If you have any questions on them, basically the only ones I have on is make sure it meets ADA and the trash guards at the catch basins. The other one's just a suggestion for your street so that you have better access. But
okay.
That's all I have for this.
Thank you. Robert, anything for water, please?
We just need to issue standard requirements.
Thank you. Adam, anything for us?
It's going to be a private hangar, a public hangar used for any fire or police?
It'll be a private hangar, so these will be leased out to individual tenants.
Any washing of the planes happening?
There's an existing plane washing area, and we will be reusing that.
Okay, so not in this location?
Yeah, we're not. It's immediately adjacent to the north of the larger hangar, and we're not moving it. It's staying in the same spot.
Okay. I'm going to still provide you a permit application. You can fill it out and get it back to us. That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Adam. Hector, do you have anything for us, please?
I currently don't have any comments for the product itself. We don't have any online submittal for our current application process. I was unable to review it and give you any comments, but once it's uploaded on the online service, I can give you the comments.
Yeah, we got confirmation that it was uploaded yesterday afternoon, so it was late in the day.
This morning I had technical issues on my side, so I couldn't review them. Sorry about that.
Okay. I totally understand. The same things happen on private companies. It's really okay.
Thank you, Hector. Gracie, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, I was. Gary, did you mention refuse enclosure? Or
no.
Did you say that? I was curious. There is a refuse enclosure in that parking lot. Is that part of you all?
So that will be used by all the hangars, not just this one. So it's three hangars that were planned earlier. The first two have been built already. And so maybe.
Is it the same parcel or is it like different parcels?
It's the same parcel.
Same parcel. Okay.
And so they share that same parking lot.
Okay. Because I was curious when you mentioned it would be leased out to tenants. So is the trash service going to be under just one? Is one going to be for all? Because I did notice there was a trash bin inside the enclosure, And then there was a loose trash bin in the behind the gated area.
Yeah, I believe that's all taken care of by the airport.
Okay, that's what I was curious about. If they've got, they provided the trash service for everyone.
Yes.
Okay. So if it is our standard, I'll just go out and measure. But if it's our standard 508, and it looks pretty new, I probably is.
It's 8 by 15.
Oh, okay. Then
we measured it yesterday.
Oh, thank
the
you.
The one that's on the west side.
Yeah, it's. I was.
The trash enclosure that's at the entrance.
Yeah,
here,
in the
this
parking
trash
lot.
Enclosure here. Parallel to the basin. It's 8 by 15 with the
okay.
Middle gates.
Then we're fine then regarding
okay.
The refuse enclosure. So no comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian, anything for us?
Are these pre-manufactured structures?
This will be a pre-engineered metal building. So because of the size, it'll actually wind up being two buildings just really close to each other.
But the smaller ones are going to be individual pre-manufactured things, or...
I believe the
two,
small
like
one
said.
Will be one building, and the large one will be the second building.
Okay.
You can see on the drawing with fire separation.
So pre-engineered meaning that it's going to be assembled at that location rather than...
That's correct. It'll be assembled on-site. It'll, you know, all the parts will be, you know, cut. And I forget the name of the company, but they do these kinds of hangars all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No questions
okay.
At this time.
So there's no action required on this. Chantal will get back to you with some of the comments. And
we do have comments.
We do have comments? Okay, perfect. And then we'll look forward to your formal application.
Excellent, thank you.
Have a good day. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number 4, please?
Yes, the applicant isn't here for item number 4.
Do the committee members have any specific questions for the applicant, or are we okay to move forward and just provide them with copies of the conditions of approval, or what's the pleasure?
You know, it's going to be a food establishment or any industrial users?
No, I think the buildings are existing, and I believe they do auto services at
so
the existing facilities.
This process is only for the subdivision
this
of the parcel?
This is only for the subdivision of the parcel, right. Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Existing buildings, existing sewer.
Existing.
Did you verify the sewer laterals and water yet?
Yes, we did do the verification. I know they have to do one for one of the buildings
yes.
On Arrowhead for the connection.
Is the address correct?
No,
the address is 357
357.
South Arrowhead. Sorry about that.
That's my fault, sorry.
They're right next to each other on the keyboard.
Yes. Yeah, so there was still some questions and concerns regarding the sewer connection on Arrowhead for one of the buildings, correct, and water. We did meet with the applicant and made him aware of what he needed to do in terms of being able to
okay.
To do the subdivision.
So unless there's any specific questions that need to be addressed or answered, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt resolution 2018-053. Did you have a question? I'm sorry.
Is this for 357?
Yes.
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 This is for 357 South Arrowhead.
Okay. I've talked to your company. I don't know. I heard Arrowhead, but I didn't know.
Yes, I've maintained communication with the resident next abutting on the property on Pershing.
Okay.
One of her major concerns is regarding screening, especially, you know, right, since the property abuts hers on the south side.
Do we have a site plan?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so her property is the one on the south side on Pershing.
This area,
yes. So one of her major concerns was just screening. You know, people being able to look into her property and then just having some type of screening there. So
what's there now?
Currently right now, they installed a wrought iron fence, and there is some landscaping, but it's not sufficient to provide enough screening from
the neighbors.
What's on your property? Would you mind coming?
Okay. Yeah. Is this the gentleman?
No.
No.
Well, it is a gentleman.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
he is. I'm just talking for the property.
Just working for the year.
Okay, there is some landscaping, but this is what they did. There's a gate. There's a gate. Okay, there's a fence. Okay, gate fence. And then there's bushes, okay, which is their landscaping. And then they put wrought iron. Okay, so
okay.
They didn't take out the bushes. They didn't remove the fence. They went and they put the wrought iron fence. So now you got the wrought iron fence, you got bushes, and you got another fence. So when he told me, when one of the gentlemen told me they were going to put the wrought iron fence, they did tell me, can you put your dog away, and then we'll remove the stuff. They didn't do anything. So now it's a wrought iron, bushes, and a fence. So who's taking care of that, me or them?
So basically there's two fences with lengths, with stuff in the middle, and
yes, they're the ones that have put it, because there's also a water line that they were watering it. So that's their thing. But now it's on my side. Supposedly it's on my side now. So do I remove it? Do they remove it? If I remove it, I'm going to bill them because they're the ones that put it.
So you have a... It's a house there? Is that what that...
Yeah
it's her house.
So you're on Pershing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I go up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Pershing
this is what they did. Okay.
I don't know if that's
the fence was here, the gate was here, and then the bushes. And now if you could see that big, tall,
yeah,
right on,
okay.
Then they put that fence. So it's like...
Okay. So what
I'm
is...
making my yard look tacky.
So what is your suggestion?
To be removed.
The fence and the...
And the bushes, yes. I mean, these bushes are going to get out of hand, so how are we supposed to, or them, supposed to take care of it?
Okay. So we could, if we condition the project to remove the landscaping and the existing chain link fence, is that...
Yes, that to be taken off. And this is what I have put for privacy. I don't know, you can't really see it that good. I have put that. See, on my side.
On your side.
Yeah, but since they're putting the wrought iron again, what are they going to put?
Do we require landscaping on their side, Elizabeth?
They do require to have some form of landscaping for the commercial property, but as part of the subdivision, that's not a requirement. They have to do maintenance of the property.
So
we would be able to.
My suggestion.
Do an alternative type
so,
of
so,
landscaping.
So my suggestion would be to add conditions of approval to require the removal of the chain link fence, removal of the landscaping bit on their side of the property that they need to. Provide some kind of adequate screening. Now, the other thing too is that it. Do you know if the property is owned residential or is she commercial?
She's commercial, heavy. Yes.
Where the house is?
Yes.
Okay.
When I purchased
yes.
it, it wasn't. I guess.
Yes,
no.
That neighborhood, that whole neighborhood was
changed.
Residential at one point, but now it's all commercial heavy.
Okay. So we will. And Travis, you can have a seat if you want.
See, because this is something where I can't see because it's like I said before, there's nothing but gentlemen out there, you know, and I have a patio out there, and honestly, there's a fence right now, and when I'm washing dishes, I can see the gentleman
waving at you.
No. taking a leak out there. You know, so it's like, if it's not covered, I can see this. And if I can see this, my grandkids are going to see this.
Travis, do we, what's the fancy requirement between a commercial or industrial and a residential property?
I
hate to put you on the spot.
Off the top of my head.
Just a second. No, as an example for the fast five that we did.
We did 8 foot for that.
No, but it requires a block wall between?
Another thing, on 401 South Pershing, I was telling her this property just sold and the city's making them put a block wall.
That one, I did do my research on that property. It was a pre-application that came in, and as part of the conditioning was to put some type of screening because they were going to have outdoor storage on that property for that application.
Okay.
Well, they do have storage,
but
on
they
the Pershing
we don't
too.
We haven't yet received a formal submittal on that property that she had mentioned to me.
So we will we'll add a condition that the fence has to provide screening.
The requirement is solid to a height of at least 6 feet.
Okay. So we so what's the pleasure of the committee? Should we require a block wall along that stretch separating the industrial building and the residence? What do we think?
I think so.
That's a solution.
Are we?
I think it's kind of what she's asking for.
Are we okay with that?
Across, how far?
Robert?
The only thing I'm worried about is graffiti. I know this is technically the back part of the bill of the.
So the wall would be facing the inside of this property.
Yes.
And then the inside of your property.
Yes, and I don't think they would be repeated because they already put a gate on both sides, so there's no entry for anyone to go in other than the workers.
So are you okay with the requirement of a block wall there? And would you be okay authorizing them to, if they need to get on your property, to put the wall on there? Is that
yes, if they give me ahead of time so I can put my dogs away.
Okay.
Yes.
So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to approve this project, resolution 2018-53, including a condition, the removal of the existing chain link fence and the shrubbery, what have you, and the installation of a 6 foot high block wall. If I may get a motion to that effect, please.
Only across the residential?
Only there, yes.
Okay. Not the other way?
No.
Not.
What is your thought on this site?
There's homeless over there, and I know that they've caused fires already, and I think that gate right now that they put, I think it is stopping them from coming over.
Are you okay leaving the chain link fence there, or would you like that a block wall also?
On the other side?
Right here, on your backyard.
Oh, the chain link fence would be fine.
Okay, so just along that property line. May I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All right, so the project is approved, and thank you for attending, raising your concerns, and you'll have a block wall there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You scared him away.
I've been there since 80. He just came in.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Thank you, gentlemen.
Item number five, Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce that one, please?
Item number five is subdivision 18-13. It's a request to allow the subdivision of 13-03, tentative tract map 18895 of a property comprised of four parcels containing approximately 3 acres into 12 single-family residential lots. The property is located at the northeast corner of West Mill Street and South Macy Street. Within the residential suburban zone. The environmental determination is actually categorically accept pursuant to section 155324 infill development of CEQA. and our recommendation is to move forward to the Planning Commission.
Is this the one that expired and we?
That is correct. Okay. This is the one that expired.
And now we have the final map.
And now we have, we're getting ready to do the.
Do we have any new conditions? Any, Gary, anything that we need to add?
Nothing really.
Yeah,
they're basically the conditions from
the
Okay. Mahmoud?
No, no comments from
topic. Robert?
Pretty much the same as before. There are a couple of additions that were upgraded onto it. I'd like them to kind of review it and make sure that they have all the updates to it. We tried changing them to what was already signed as plans because we already let this through on a lot of them, but there might be a one or two items that are kind of new. It should not be separated from what the project is, but still, like for them to be good.
Okay. Gary. Thank you. Robert, anything?
I have standard requirements.
No
water department.
Adam, anything for us?
No comments.
Thank you. Hector?
Due to the extension, Liz has already talked about the Aldon submittal. Current condition of the map, no comments this time.
So thank they you. Would just need to do an online submittal, and I will let them know that they need to submit through the San Bernardino County Fire.
Okay, thank you. Chrissy, first.
So each home will obviously receive collection for solid waste in the 4x11 concrete pad located out of view for storage of the containers.
Right.
And nothing for me.
Good. Okay, so with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, with that, we stand adjourned to the entertain a motion to adjourn to October the 24th at 10 o'clock, please. It's 10:45 now.
So moved again.
So moved.
Second.
All right, thank you. Again. November.
Good, I haven't seen her in a while. She's doing our family checks now. Yeah, she's we're busy. Busy with everything. Events and events. I don't know where they're going.
We're going to end
Gary and Hector.
And Hector.
He's going to second it here in a second.
Yeah.